Good evening. My name is Sarah Cillian. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get to your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And now, in this case, allow me one moment. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade, county mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade county mayor and county commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely likely to vote.
That would be, I am definitely going to vote, or I am very likely to vote. I'm sorry.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or
Democrat.
Not party affiliation? Okay.
Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we are reaching public in general, what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
76.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Somewhere in between. It depends on what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. So, but in this case, well, the options I have are right direction or wrong track.
On track.
I'm sorry?
On track.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and upward development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, or traffic and congestion?
Traffic and congestion.
Thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would that be definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't do it by party affiliation, so therefore none of them.
Okay. All right. And I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalar?
Say the name again, please.
Raquel Regalado.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Cindy Lerner?
No opinion.
Thank you. Richard Prashnik?
Don't know her.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Seed, or Alexander Otaola?
Daniela, the first one, the current one.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Repeat that again, please.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Probably voting.
Thank you. We're halfway there. Thank you so much for your time. Just a few more questions. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnick?
The first one.
I'm sorry?
The first one, the first name.
If I'm not mistaken, did you say the first one?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, options are Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, and Richard Prashnick.
Regalado.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably voting.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Would that be definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
Probably.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just a few more questions. I really appreciate your time. All right, so I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. So first statement is, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less taxes in
less likely, I think, was one of your choices, right?
Okay. Thank you. Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat much.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as the mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 and incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
What are my choices now?
The options are much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference,
much
or
less,
don't know.
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Somewhat likely.
Okay.
To
Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely? I'm sorry.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
More likely to not.
I'm sorry?
More likely to not vote for her.
Okay. All right. So in that case, the options we have, I'm sorry, I just have to be transparent. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and floating, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
Somewhat likely.
Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. All right. Just maybe like 3 or 4 more minutes. As maximum. Thank you for your time. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. So the statement is, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
Somewhat more likely.
Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less, much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection.
More favorable, more likely.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. As the mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
Somewhat more likely.
Would that be much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline and rideshare option.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your patience and time. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections from renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed income, that have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
What was the last part of that? Regalado has what?
Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
No opinion.
Okay. In the last payment, currently several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnick?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, none.
Okay, thank you. The following are just a list of websites, online newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, or you follow this content but not regularly, or you do not follow this content at all. What about local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Regularly.
Okay. Key Biscayne Independent?
So, say that again.
Key Biscayne Independent.
Not at all.
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat the answer?
Yeah, what are my choices? I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Local political blog.
Say again, please.
I'm sorry?
Repeat that again, please.
Local political blogs.
Local political what?
Blogs.
No, none at all.
Okay. AM, talk, or new radio?
No.
Okay. Only in date?
No.
FM radio?
No.
And Miami's community news.
No.
Do you follow regularly, not regularly, or do not follow, or don't know?
Do not follow at all.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so we are done. Just one more minute. I'm now going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, Would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
I'm sorry, can you please repeat the answer?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
College graduate.
Would that be college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Four-year degree.
Okay. Bachelor's. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.